Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? This your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversation with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Nope, you know what that means. It's time. Headphones on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the pregame. The pregame is a little thing we like to call in the biz a tease. Whoa. 10 minutes of fun, a little snippet of what you might hear on the full podcast. And Aaron, I am very excited. This is we have a woman on the podcast who I have always admired. I've loved her style. I've loved her entrepreneurial spirit. And she's got great hair. Rachel Zoe is our guest. And I know you have a million questions for her.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to her. She has her hand in a lot. And not only that, as a wife, as a mother, I'm so curious how she juggles it all, stays relevant, keeps it hot, keeps it fresh. I love it.
Yeah, she's been doing it I used to watch her show all the time, her reality show that she had. And then she has her two boys. And it's funny because I'll ask her about it, but about her life before them, because now admittingly she's like, you know, her whole world is those boys. And so
yeah.
a lot of fun conversations that we can have with her. I also want to get a martini with her. She's like dripping in all this jewelry. And all I envision is just her holding a martini glass. And like, she gives me that 70s, like so cool, effortless
Boho
vibe. So
yeah.
Exactly.
She's great.
So she's our guest today. And you, my dear, had a very busy weekend. You were a recipient of the Vince Lombardi Excellence Award. And I know you don't like to talk about your awards, but you are amongst incredible company. Russell Wilson, Bart Starr,
Andy Norris,
and so many.
Yep.
So many incredible individuals have won this award. And now you are one of only four women who have been awarded this award of excellence. So congratulations. And was it extra special because it was the Lombardi Award and your dad's affinity with Green Bay and your love and just the award itself and what it stood for?
Yeah, I think, well, I'll never have an opportunity unless I become a general manager or president of a team to hoist the Lombardi trophy.
Mm.
So that would be to win an award that bears his name is pretty fantastic. And had to go to Milwaukee for it. Hot question. I made a game out of Aaron Rodgers' name every time Aaron Rodgers was mentioned at the award ceremony, or I was asked if I knew what he was going to be doing. I'm hearing the announcement is coming this week, I guess, if you're a fan of the Pat McAfee show, which I am too. It's a hot topic, hot question. And we were wasted because everybody said Aaron Rodgers like 8,000 times during the night. So it was fun, but the craziest thing happened, and I would love to bring it up to Rachel Zoe, but we won't have time. Had an outfit. It was a black tie event, so wore this great suit from Veronica Beard. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It was like a black tuxedo suit and was ready to go. You know, Jillian did my makeup, did the hair, all the things. Was getting ready to walk down. Our friends had grabbed me a tequila soda, put the pants on, and down the side of the tuxedo pant was a nice hole that had just formed. I don't know. It's from my outer thigh. I don't know really what happened.
No.
Not a Veronica Beard issue, but
you don't have big thighs, so it wasn't that.
Two things that crossed my mind. Do I grab a permanent marker and just color the inside of my leg so no one could tell? But then I was like, or do I try?
That was a real option.
100%. I had 30 minutes and I don't know how to sew. So I was like, I either try to re-sew these or I colored the inside of my leg so no one can really tell that it's a hole. But then I realized I'm going to be standing on a stage. There's going to be photos. How long can I really hold my hand over this hole? Who knows? So
how big is the hole? Are we talking 2 inches, 4 inches?
I'm really bad with inches. It was half my index finger. So it was a good size
hole.
That's
a significant amount.
Yeah.
Because it's like a run in the pantyhose.
Holy moly.
In my pantyhose.
So Jillian goes down.
It could go further is my point.
Absolutely. That's what I was worried about. The seam would start to break open. Mm-hmm. So I'm calling the front desk. I guess they were overwhelmed. Jillian goes down in her little cocktail dress and heels to get a sewing kit. We get a sewing kit. I obviously have to take my pants off. I put my pajama pants on. I'm sitting. The light in my room is horrible. I'm sitting on the bathroom floor next to the toilet. And she's sitting with me in her little cocktail dress. I don't know how to sew. So this one, she knows how to use her phone. She's like, hold on, I'll YouTube how to sew. I'm like, we don't have time
for this.
She turns on a video.
You needed me there. I can sew.
I can't. How'd you learn?
My mom, she made all of our clothes growing up. We had no money. And so she would make all of our clothes and she made our curtains in our house and our bedding and all that stuff. And so she taught me how to sew. But the biggest challenge, the sewing's not the problem. It's threading that fucking needle.
It is. So then you have to I was like sucking the thread and trying to poke it through. But then my eyes are bad where I couldn't tell if it was through. How do you do that?
It's so hard. And then it starts to fray, right? The thread itself starts to fray in the end. So then you got to get scissors and you don't have scissors in those little kits. You know, the ones you guys, the paper ones and it's wrapped around.
I carry some.
Oh my God. Well, you know what I asked for a sewing kit for? It always comes back to my acne. I asked for the sewing kit to get in there so I avoid the scarring, but I never had. Yeah. So did you feel, okay, in the end, were you successful in patching up the hole and were you so proud of yourself?
I did a really good job. If this had been sewing somebody's body, like I needed to sew somebody like Yellowstone or like it was like somebody had a gaping hole and I had to do an incision, they definitely would have had like an S. I mean, the seam on my pant was a little like jagged, but for having 30 minutes, for not knowing how to do it, I was really, really proud of myself. I did continue to hold my hand over it for when I was standing on stage, but yeah, and I would really like to learn how to sew a little better.
Okay, well,
we
can do that.
Because on the road, I probably should have to.
I'm happy to help you. The key, one little key that I'll just give you a tip now, it's all about how you tie the end, like the actual, like once you've done the stitching to ensure that it doesn't, that the stitch holds,
yeah.
That you got to wrap the end. And people just like think you wrap it around and do like a little knot. No, you don't. I'll show you. I'm not doing
this. This taught
explaining.
Me that you have to go back over it.
Yes.
And that's what I did. There was no tying of the knot.
Good
it was
girl.
Great.
Okay,
yeah.
So the YouTube video seemed like
job.
It was really great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right,
it was
good.
Fun.
You know, it's just, we're always learning, you know?
We really are.
Look at
we
her.
Really
She's
are.
Accepting awards and sewing her clothes. Look at my little Cinderella.
Yeah. Oh,
glass
yeah.
slipper and all. Where's Gus Gus? What was your favorite? I don't think I know this about you. You're the queen of Disney. You love Disney movies. You got engaged at Disneyland, but I don't know who your favorite princess is. Mine was Cinderella.
Well, I like a fairy. I like Tinkerbell. She's my gal.
Cute.
Because Walt loved her so. But yeah, Cinderella's great. Snow White's
Wait,
pretty
Walt,
fabulous.
Walt loved Tinkerbell the best?
Yeah, that was like his one that he created. Oh. I think she may be one of the first that I'm going to get this wrong. He loved Tinkerbell, though. It was based off Marilyn Monroe.
You stop it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Little Tink. She's adorable.
You know what? Our favorite.
Julia Roberts. Played her in Hook.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What a great. You
All
guys, if you've
long.
Never seen, Peter Pan, but Julia Roberts, like the human version of it,
With
not
Robin
the animation.
Williams.
Oh, was it Hook? Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
It's so
what
emotional, too. It's very emotional movie. I can't get through it without getting very verklempt.
Speaking of movies and shows, we've talked before about now that it's the off season, re-entries. We're definitely in full effect with re-entry. Now you get time to catch up on all your shows that you love. What are you watching?
So glad you asked. Kind of a big day today. Ooh. I have been binging Cheer. I watched the first season like a year and a 2 years ago because then they went on a hiatus because of COVID. But then I finally watched season two and I came home yesterday on Sunday. Ken was at my house because she was babysitting the baby and we decided to watch the rest of it together last night. Cheer is so great because we grew up dancing, so we're invested. We love the stories. I loved the fact in Cheer this year, they not only followed Navarro High School, but they also followed Trinity Community College. You become invested in both. You've got the one that's like the OGs and they've won, and then you've got the other school that's trying. One stays at a Hilton, one stays at a Hampton Inn. One, you know, flies a plane to the Daytona competition. The other one buses for 16 hours. It was
always in Daytona, these competitions. Yeah. I remember these on ESPN,
yes,
too.
I always wanted to commentate that. I always wanted to.
Sponsored by tampons.
Yeah. So we get to the part last night where it's a two-episode event with the competition. And Ken and I are roped in. She's on the couch. I'm on the floor. We are screaming. The prelims, D messes up the flip, and then they have to go the next day. Anyways, basically, we are screaming for the finale. It was so well done. We were so invested. We were so excited. I reached out and commented and started following the Trinity Community College's head coach, Vontae. He is so amazing. His coaching style is fantastic. And I just liked him on Instagram. And I was like, just finished watching Cheer 2. I'm obsessed. Ken, later in the night, we went to go have a drink. And I kept looking at my IG and I was like, he has not commented. I'm so sad. Why are you not commenting? Why don't you realize
I've
become a
fan? It's like the boy that's not texting you back or calling you back.
Today, he DM'd me.
Oh my God.
He was like, thanks so much. I was like, watch season two, invested. Love your coaching style. I'm also a Monica fan too. I love Monica. Have you gotten into Cheer?
Cheers, Norm? I've gotten into that, Clip. Not Cheer. You know, it's the little things. It's sewing, it's awards, and it's Vontae for you. But it was a big
weekend. Are you into Cheer at all, the show?
You know, I can't do that.
Oh, God,
no,
I love it.
You're the girl, and I'm the boy in this situation. You always call yourself a boy. I'm a boy when it comes to the cheerleading and the dance step. But I'm going to tell you, the woman who does it all is coming up. Rachel Zoe will join us. We've got a bunch of questions for her, and then we will get to the other shows that Aaron has been binge-watching, easy for me to say, on next week's pregame. Stay with us.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.